Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The words of Scripture which we will consider this morning are recorded in the 51st Psalm, verses 10 through 12. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me by your generous spirit. This is our text. Dear friends, in the name of Christ Jesus, our Savior, the words which we have read as our text this morning are certainly familiar to many of you because they are a part of one of our Sunday liturgies. When I was a child, I just loved singing this part of the liturgy. I loved it, and perhaps you did too, because if we were standing up and singing it, that meant that the sermon was over. But of course, there's much more in it to love than that. In the first verses of Psalm 51, the great King David, great hero of the faith, is pleading for the Lord's mercy. Have mercy upon me, O God. According to your loving kindness, blot out all my transgressions. Why does he say that? He acknowledges, of course, his deep sinfulness. And that is a sinfulness and a corruption that goes far deeper than his horrible adultery with Bathsheba and his murder of her husband Uriah. My sin is ever before me. Against you, you only have I sinned. He has been sinful and corrupt, he acknowledges, since the moment of his conception. In sin, my mother conceived me. David acknowledges that he is powerless to help himself in relation to God. The words of David here are echoed in the New Testament by St. Paul when he says, O wretched man that I am, and the good that I want to do, I don't do, and the evil that I don't want to do, I keep on doing. Now, the first thing that David addresses in this prayer is the nature of repentance. He doesn't simply talk about repentance, but he shows what repentance is. The only way that David or any of the others of us can stand before God is in this kind of repentance, in the confession of my complete and total corruption that I have from birth, from my inability to turn myself to God or to do anything that is good, and an acknowledgement of complete dependence on God's mercy and grace in Christ. That is repentance. And then in verses 10 through 12, David continues to stress this theme. But here he speaks especially of the work of the Holy Spirit, which follows repentance. Create in me a clean heart. Note carefully the language that the psalmist uses here. Create. Do not cast me away. Do not take away. Restore me. Uphold me. Now, David here is not giving orders to God. This is the language of Christian prayer, the Christian, the repentant child of God, prays to God and fully expects with certainty that God will do those things that he has promised to do. Now, God has not promised me great physical strength. He has not promised to give me great honors among men. He has not promised to give me material wealth. But he has promised his forgiveness of sins and the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Everything else, I must say, God, if it is your will, but of this I can say, create in me a clean heart, O God. Notice also that David does not simply pray that God will help him to do these things, or that God will give him enough juice to get started. He asks God to do these things. Everything needed for the restoration of the sinner to God's gracious care is God's work. In these words, it is clear, just as it is all the way through the Holy Scriptures, that the work of salvation, the work of bringing me to faith, and the work of preserving me in that faith is not dependent on anything in me, not even a little spark of goodwill. It is all God's work. As St. Paul says, it is God who works in you both to will and to do for his good pleasure. This, of course, you notice, continues the thought that was begun here yesterday. No one can say that Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. Everything that belongs to the forgiveness of sins and believing the promises of the forgiveness of sins and the life of the Christian, it is all from start to finish God's work. We are his workmanship, it says. And David's prayer then here must also be our prayer. And it really should be a daily prayer. God, you who have called me to repentance and faith, create a clean heart in me. Give me a steady spirit. Do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Give me the joy of your salvation. Uphold me. Keep me faithful by your Holy Spirit. And this is indeed a confession that everything that belongs to being a Christian, everything that belongs to being a true child of God, is God's work. I do not become a better Christian. I do not grow more faithful. I do not become more fruitful in good works. I do not become more joyful by my own power. I do not exercise in order to build up my spiritual strength, even subjecting myself to pain to become closer to God and more like him. I grow day by day in grace and holiness through God's word, the word of the gospel. As we have learned to confess with Luther, I believe that I cannot by my own reason or strength believe in Jesus Christ my Lord or come to him, but the Holy Ghost has called me by the gospel, enlightened me with his gifts, and sanctified and keeps me in the one true faith. In his letter to the Philippians, St. Paul writes, he who has begun the good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. That is his promise to you. by bringing you to faith through baptism and the preaching of the gospel. God has begun his good work in you, and his promise is that through the work of the Holy Spirit, he will continue to do that work by his powerful word of the gospel until the end, until that day when you stand before him face to face, receiving his eternal promise. To him alone be the glory. Amen.